When you're ready to ride Metro, we want you to know we're ready for you. Here are just a few of the people at Metro to tell you how we're doing our part to keep riders safe.
We're cleaning like never before, with hospital-grade cleaning.
You'll find hand sanitizer stations all over the Metro.
No mask, no Metro. Need one? We have a few extras.
At Metro, we're doing our part to keep the D.C. area moving. Find out more at WMATA.com/doingourpart.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 914. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching, HQ.com, and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome. You know, it's beginning of November as I release this, and cold weather has started to hit my area. Maybe it's hit yours, maybe it hasn't, but in much of the country, there will be times where you're dealing with cold weather, and this is a reminder for you about what to do before your interview in order to, shall we say, perform well without distracting them or yourself. Hope you find this helpful. By the way, if you're not following me on Facebook, Facebook.com/NoBSCoachingAdvice. And I release a lot more content there than I do in this podcast or in my other show, Job Search Radio. As you may or may not know, this show is focused on interviewing in 2017. Job Search Radio is covering everything else. So between those two, there's a lot that I'm releasing, and there's even more on my Facebook page. So come over, give me 5 stars, read my material, listen to my stuff, watch it. There's at least 6 or 8 pieces that I release each night. And now, let's get going. And I want to talk with you today about interviewing during the cold days of winter. Now, I'm someone who grew up in the Northeast, in the New York area. So I'm speaking to people from the cold belts of the country, not Phoenix or Miami, when I'm doing this video. And in doing so, I just want to suggest a couple of things to you that will make winter interviewing much better for you. The first thing I want to say is, you know, if you're someone who has an interview to be scheduled and you're seeing the weather and there's extreme cold or snow coming in, you don't want to schedule the first interview of the day. You want to avoid doing that where you can. Why? Because it's likely one or both of you are going to wind up being late. And I want you to notice, it's not just you that can be late, but the interviewer who's going to be late. And I know way too many interviewers who, when they see that the weather is going to be bad, just cancel it. So rather than be the first interview of the day, be someone who's in later. Even if they're late, you want to be in a position where they're adjusting. They've already adjusted to having completed their commute, their head is in their work game, in their work day, and not just simply over the, boy, was that tough getting in. What time do I have to leave to get home today at a reasonable hour, given all the snow on the ground? Ooh. So you don't want to take the first interview of the day. Next thing I want to remind you of is, whether it's cold or ice or snow or whatever out there, I want to encourage you to get to the building where the interview is going to be a few minutes early. Like, even if you're driving there, get there a few minutes early. Why? Very simple. And I want to be clear, you're not asking to meet your appointment early. But if you're going to an office building, I want you to wait in the lobby for a couple of minutes and warm your hands. Start to focus on the points that you want to make during the interview and not just simply going, boy, that was tough getting here today. Boy, that was a tough drive. Oh, you know, and being off the point of what you're there to do, which is to sell yourself as being qualified for the job. It's human nature for someone to go, oh, is it cold? Oh, my hands. Oh, you know, like I said, I lived in New York for a long time. I've listened to these complaints. But again, get to the building 5 minutes early. Warm your hands up. Warm your face and ears up. If you have to use the restroom, use it. So that way, you know, Again, you can splash water on your face to get you focused right away on what you need to do. And thus, when the interviewer comes out to greet you, they're not shaking hands with a popsicle. You know, it's weird when you shake hands with a popsicle. I'll also say, by getting yourself there a little bit early and getting focused, you're not going to go through or put someone through what I had to go through one time, which is the 20-minute tirade about how tough their trip was, how much snow there was on the ground. Oh, I had to shovel my car out. Oh, and all those sorts of things that, you know, it's horrible. Who cares? You're there to be interviewed, and you're there to have someone evaluate and assess you for being qualified. They're not there for you to dump all over. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on, and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I heard Toyota-thon is on.
It sure is.
Perfect. I'm getting a head start on my list for Santa.
Well, we've got great year-end deals on Camry, Highlander, RAV4, and more.
But what kind of toys do you have?
It's actually Toyota-thon, not Toyota-thon. We have great deals on vehicles, not toys. I'm sorry, sweetie.
Okay, what can I get for $5?
Current offers end November 30th. Toyota-thon ends January 4th. Participating dealers only. Toyota, let's go places.